Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Live Talk Women's Roundtable, we're discussing about programs being done by Zimbabweans at home as well as abroad in the diaspora. These programs are being done at a time when Zimbabwe's economy is on the decline. Zimbabwean women in South Africa are grateful to businesswoman Sizani Charity Chuma for teaching them cosmetic jobs like the science and art of taking care of the skin, nails and hair with the aims of improving their beauties and aesthetics and health. Many Zimbabwean women in South Africa have opened their own cosmetic shops in Johannesburg and other towns. VOA's Tuso Kumalo reports.
Leli lini nalago kolite unkosikazi Chuma odabuka ePlumtree. Unkosikazi Chuma usezikhandele omkhulu umlando wesikolo sakhe semangako eGoli esigavela besifazane ikakhulu abeZimbabwe ulwazi lokuhlobisa amaqhathanzipho afuna ukuthi nxa enyathela kuzwakale.
I empower them just for job opportunities. You'll find ukuthi i beauty is not even in hair and it's not even a career yakhe, but because it can create ukuthi uthole ukuthi sezigcine seba nemali, umsebenzi, job opportunities or running their own businesses. So into yabe ngiphusha ukuthi ngiyabe ngibona ukuthi that's how I started.
Unkosikazi Chuma uthi zehla zijuluke ezentokozo nxa esebona izinkulungwane zabomama abebebhekane lenhlupho esabekayo sebekhomba ngophakathi ngenxa yamakhono abagavela wona.
Ngiyabe ngifile ngathi ngithole i-gate pass yokungena ezulwini, especially uma ubheke i-product yakho ubone ukuthi you know what, ngumntanami lo, you know what, I know ukuthi uphumaphi. You know, when I look at Ororisang, when I look at Usthembiso, the Simplicity, House of Beauty, they are now running these companies. Especially uma silama graduation, ngiyabukela ngithi yeah, they've worked.
Uthi baningi abamenze waba yilokhu ayikho khona, yikho laye efuna ukwenza abanye babe njengaye. Omunye wabathakazelela imisebenzi yakhe unkosikazi Thembi Dube.
Usicharity ukukhulise abantu abaningi, abanye ba-overseas. Many people they've gone overseas from rural areas. Umuntu ubone excited ukugibela nje inqola moya for the first time. Yabona, uthole ukuthi ujabulile, you know. That yena uma ebona umuntu ejabule ekhuphuka, is her joy as well, is her strength, you know. She feels what she has achieved, and that is good. You know, she sleeps well at night when somebody is successful.
Isithombe-thombe kulesi sikolo sakhe semangako njengoba kukhandwa kuphothulwe omacombane abamkantshobomvu. Abanye zintshantshu zokucomba ubuso, kanti abanye sekuzingcitshi zamaqhathanzipho, bese kusiba labonakantshiya labonasibutubutu abakubotoza igazi ligijime. Unkosazana Juliet Chinyanganya wenza phose konke lokho.
Senza amazipho, massage, makeup, lena ifayile ngizenzile, na waxing, eyelashes.
Bebeqinisile abadala uma bethi ikusasa liyabekelwa njengoba nanguphela labo unkosikazi Chuma abebafundisa ukubhiconga. Yibo namhlanje asebethi bangambamba bamchiye ebutshelezi owejiji. Uyabonga kakhulu unkosikazi Sithembiso Mpofu, umnini wesikolo sokucomba-comba eseSimplicity Beauty Box.
I never imagined myself in a school or kahle kahle because why shall I show you that again? Humble going open to take humble and like it's just good things of lunch, something in my lunch, fagging me, I may make up even since I'm a client and years and joking in my lunch. So one kukuzela, we had a lot of fights, everyone and me until we were right.
Unkosazana Rorisani Ngwenya laye sele sikolo sokucomba-comba asibiza ngokuthi House of Beauty.
Kahle kahle ngiswela amagama amaningi okubonga, but I don't mind saying it million times. Imangako yangiphakamisa kakhulu ngomemu Charity. la engaqalela khona mina I'm just a village girl bengizitshela ukuthi nje ngizo impilo yami izophelela as a waitress but check now I ended to become this just because of imangako
ulithemba ke leningi lalabo mama ukuthi ngala makhono uma ngoweza suka ukubhazalala eziko lemuli zabo zilale ngesibopho laba ngiyabanye besifazana sebethe bathola amakhono achiyeneyo okuziphilisa empilweni iningi labo ke liyathokoza ngalokho asebekutholile ngoba kusasa labo seliqhakazile uthuso khumalo umele studio 7 eJohannesburg
Thank you there, Tuso Kumalo. Today on Live Talk, we are joined via Skype by Ms. Chenamoyo Mutambasare, an economic analyst based in the United Kingdom. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here again.
I will start off with you, and from your observation, what businesses can women venture into at this time when the economy in the country is continuing to be on the decline?
Okay, so just a couple of observations, even from your previous clip, which at the moment, there is a very limited access to capital finance that you would need to start a business. So you would really need to be encouraged to start a business that is low capital intensive in terms of overhead. So which is why maybe the beauty business, some of the businesses in the services industry are perhaps a bit more appealing because you don't have to have a lot of assets. You don't have to have a lot of raw materials to start. You know, if it's dressmaking, the client might bring their own material and you just have to be there in terms of providing the labor and as well as the sewing machine. And you use the same sewing machine no matter how many times you are producing, you know, your product for your clients. So you need really businesses that are low capital intensive or no, you know, little capital intensive in terms of resources that rely mainly on yourself. Now, obviously, that does come with a lot of risk because if you're off sick on one day or if something is happening with you, you can't really go to work. You can't provide your business. You can't provide your service. And so that has an impact on your income.
Thank you very much. Please stay on the line as we take our second guest. We have Ms. Savannah Madamombe of Mubatira Pamwe Trust. She's based here in Colorado, in California, but she does go between the United States and Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program, Ms. Savannah.
Thank you so much, Mavzalas.
Mungati sana nguro kuti ndezvipi zviri kubatwa nesangano renyu pari zvino tichiona kuti nyaya yezvekutorwa kwezvinodhakwa iri kuramba ichiwedzera munyika.
Mavelas nyaya yekutorwa kwezvinodhaka iri kunetsa ende inopinda imo munyaya dzato dzabva kutaurwa dzekuti zvinhu hazvina kunyatsoti mirei zvakanaka in terms of economy nezvakadaro izvo. But even kuno kunyika dzine maekonomi akamira zvakanaka zvinodhaka zviri kutorwa ini ndiri kuSan Diego muCalifornia.
Thank you.
And ndinogarira muno iyo nyaya yezvinodhaka kuti ndidzidze. Ndichidzidza ndichiendawo chinoita zvinoshanda kwedu kwatiri Zimbabwe.
Zvii zvamuri kuona zvamuri kudzidza ikoko kuSan Diego zvamuri kunopa kuro vamwe kuZimbabwe?
Mafelasi, kana tichitarisa nyaya dzezvinodhaka muno munyika yemuno tiri pano kuno kuSan Diego tinoshandisa mitemo isusu organization yedu mubatira pamwe it's a registered organization inoshanda nebumbiro remutemo rehurumende uyezve rebumbiro remutemo reWorld Health Organization tinopiwa maguidelines kubva ikoko takatoregistwa as a critical place, a critical center. So muchinge makaregistra kudaro munofanira kutedzera zvakawanda. So tikatarisa zviri kuitika kuno kumutemo unoti munhu anoshandisa zvinodhakwa pano matsirwa anofanira kutreatwa as an individual ane marights ake. Asi tese tinoziva kuti chirwere chekutora zvinodhaka chirwere chepfungwa. So kana ndakatarisa tiri muno muvanhu vazhinji vanongogara pa street. Havana anovabatsira vanenge vachizvifambira vachiita zvavanongoita vari pastreet. Kuna hadzo nzvira dzekuvabatsira asi havabvumidzwe vanofanira kuzvitindega ini ndoda kusumuka kuenda asi vanenge vadarika kamukana ikako kekuti vachiri kukwanisa kuzviti ini ndoda kubatsirwa. So unovaona vachingofamba vachitenderera vaine masanga. Kumba tine hunhu hwedu maitiro edu even tichishanda shati tichitora zvinotaurwa nebumbiro izvi asi tikazvisanganisa neunhu wedu ubuntu tinoti munhu munhu nevanhu handiti so tinoshandisa zvese izvozvo pamwe chete tinokwanisa kushandisa mutemo wehurumende toubatanidza neunhu wedu tobatsira vanhu hatisiye munhu wedu pasi ende izvozvo ndiri kuona zvichishanda chaizvo vanhu vari kudzidziswa tinofamba tichidzidzisa vanhu tinodzidzisa tinoti macaregivers vanhu vanochengeta vanogara nevanhu vanoshandisa zvinodhaka itori basa saka kana usingazive kuti munhu waakugara naye anobatsirwa sei bongozozo ramuri kuona vabereki vari kurohwa vari kurayiwa nevana vavo inhaurwa dzekuti vanenge vasiri kuziva saka munomisidzana nemunhu asipo akaenda kare
Yeah, chimbobatai makadaro, Miss Madamombe. Tombodzokera. Coming back to you, Miss Mutambasere. You just heard there what Miss Madamombe based here in... I keep getting the name of
California.
In California. Just said regarding the taking of drugs. Do you think this has anything to do with how the economy is at the moment in Zimbabwe?
Yes, I mean, when we look at Zimbabwe, Mavula, Zimbabwe is a young economy. The majority of people in Zimbabwe are young, and they, at the same time, there are no jobs. So what then happens is you've got a generation of young people that have got time on their hands, but no income, no really something that occupies them productively. So they then find themselves in that situation where out of boredom, out of really maybe community and whom you're mixing with, who you're talking to, when you're at home and not really doing anything, and they're finding that access to drugs very easy. So this is the problem that we have in Zimbabwe. It's a young economy, and that's compounded by the fact that there's a high unemployment. Really, we are almost donating the whole generation to this drugs problem. Because what then happens when people, when you don't have work, you don't have a source of income, you don't have a source of occupying your time productively, is you become susceptible to other forms of mental health, such as depression. And what then happens where there isn't any access to counseling, any access to services that might help you with your low mood, you might then find reprieve going into substance misuse. And so this is where we are. And the other thing is because the drugs that people have got access to in Zimbabwe are not as expensive. So it seems as though it's like an easy pastime. It's easily accessible in terms of the cost and readily available. And you've got then got the combination of a group of young people who are likely to be having a low mood because they are not working. They are not productively occupied. So the issue of drugs then becomes, you know, a big issue and a big problem when it comes to young people in Zimbabwe.
Tombodzokera panyaya yezvemabhizimisi taona madzimai vari kusouth africa vachitiwo vari kuita zvecosmetology uyezve vachitotaura ivo kuti vari kushanda nekugadzira vanhu kumeso nezvimwe zvakadaro so zvingashanda here izvi kuzimbabwe nekuti tinoona kuti zvechokwadi kune mabeauty parlor akati one day asi zvii zvingaitwe kuti izvi zviitwe zviri pamutemo
nyaya yamunotaura yekuti zviitwe zviri pamutemo ndinotenda kuti mitemo yekuti kana uchida kuti uregister business rako inowanika kuzimbabwe ainoo kuti zvakaoma kuiwana asi iriko wakatarisa kunana Zimbabwe Investment Development Authority nemamwe mapato akadaro anogona kuadvisa kuti kana uchida kuregister business rako unoregister sei zvakare takatarisa neindustry iyi hongu sezvandambotaura pekutanga kuti industry zvakaita zvemaservices industry ingava iri kubeauty pekuti unenge kana kuri kusona zvinhu zvakanaka nekuti hazvidi mari yakawanda kuti utange maoko ako nekune dzidzo yako asi takatarisa zvakare tichiziva kuti nemawandiro akaita vanhu vasina mabasa kuzimbabwe tinenge tichitoziva kuti hongu zvakutongoenderana nekuti ndiani atanga kusvika mumaketi iyi wakadawo kutanga bhizinesi rako iroro rekugadzira kana nzara wononangana kana kuti nekumwe kusati kwane vakawanda vasvika ikoko pamwe zvinogona kukufambira asi nyange zvakadaro tinenge tichizivawo kuti kuzimbabwe macho mari ishoma naizvozvo vanhu mari yavanenge vachibhadhara haisi kuti haisi mari yekuti upenyu hwako hunogona kushanduka zvakanyanya asichiri chekungoti wawana chekuita panguva yaiko zvino zvinhu zvakaoma.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Switching over to you, Miss Madamombe. So from what you saw when you went back home, what is the way forward, especially regarding young women? How can they be integrated back into the society after going through some of the challenges that they face after taking drugs?
Ah, pane zvakawanda. So sekutaurwa namhita kwekwe kuti munhu wese anofanira kunge achitreatwa seindividual. Munotoshanda naye, ndosaka ichinzi rehabilitation. Iprocess inotora over time. Motsvaga kuti iye chaanofarira ndechipi, ende zvinhu zvakawanda zvinogona kuitika. Vamwe vari kudzokera kuchikoro vachinotangisa zvavanga vakasiyira panzira. Vamwe vari kuenda vonoita makosi avo. Vamwe vane vabereki vazhinji, vane vabereki vari kunze kwenyika vakasara nguva yekuti ana mai vakamuvha vakaenda kunana UK kana kunanani vakatadza kuvatora vachiri vadiki, vanobatsirwa kutangawo mabhizinisi avo. Ari kutaurwaiwayaya kune vamwe vari kutotangawohe zvebeauty izvozvo. Kutangira pauri ipapo, munyika medu mune magepa akawanda ekuti iwe unogona kuwana kona yako ukange wangowanawo chekudii chekutangisa.
Mm-hmm.
Zvekuita zvakatozara, ndozviriko zvekuita kuZimbabwe.
Saka tingati chii chiri kunyanyonetsa pari zvino?
Vanhu vazhinji havana zvikwanisiro, sekutaura kunoita maZimbabwe nzoti hatina zvikwanisiro. Asi sekutaura kwamuri kuita kuti isusu tiri kubatana nevanhu vari kuno kudhayasipora, vanhu vari kudhayasipora vari kuenda vachinobatsira vachivhura mabhizinisi. Ndipo patinotangira ipapo, tsvagawo vanhu vaunobatana navo, vaunobatsira, vaunoshanda navo, vhura mukana kune vamwe. Kuorganization kwedu takatanga very good program inobatsira vana masocial worker. The core of our organization and obviously the society is a social worker. So takavhura a program where they can come and do internship yavo ipapo. Tinotora vana vakawanda vanobva kumakoleji akawanda vanga vachishaya kwekunoitira mainternship avo, vanouya vachiitira pedu. Vachitobva ipapo kune vamwe vavo vato kuno kuNew York vanondifonera vachitiita kuchikoro kuno kuNew York vakabva nemuboka redu. Kune vamwe vakaenda kuUK vakawanda vakabva nemuboka redu. Ndokuti kukura kwenyika ichibva mumaoko medu.
Tomboti pane vamwe vabereki vakateerera pari zvino, vangaziye sei kuti vana vakutora zvinodhaka pari zvino uye zvevanofanira kuita sei?
Okay, so kazhinji ukangoona mwana wako ane kabhehevhia kakatosiyana nekaunomuziva kuti uyu asisiri mwana wangu, ukaona mwana wako akumisidzana newe, ukaona mwana wako akukutarisa mumaziso achipindirana newe pakatoipa, ukaona mwana akunyepa-nyepa zvakanyanya nzvenga-nzvenga, usikuziva kuti mwana ari kuswera kupi, pese pese pamari washaya mumba chi, zvese izvozvo zvinokunangisa kuti pane chiri kuitika, pane zviri kuitika pamwana wako. Nekuti mwana chaiye anenge asina zviri kumuneta, ukataura naye nzira dzake dzakaswatuka unoziva kuti zviri kufamba so, ari kuenda kwakati zvakadai. So ukaona pachingonzvengwa-nzvengwa pasina chiri kutaurwa chinobatika, tanga kuinvestigeta, wotoziva kuti pakaipa.
Uchinge waona kuti aiwa zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka pari zvino, woita sei semubereki?
So semubereki kune nzvimbo, hatitangei nenzvimbo dzakazara dzehurumende dzaunogona kuenda naye kana ari mwana wekuti anobvuma ari kukwanisa kuenda. Kune tinokwanisa kungotaura nzvimbo dzakarejestwa, kune mainstitutions akaita sevana parimenya atwararo, so vane mamental health issues institute. Imboendesa mwana kucounseling, kune nzvimbo dzekuti unokwanisa kuendesa mwana kuti ambonotariswa, wangonoonekwa ana pachipatara chaipo, endai svikai manesi vataure naye, tsvaga mumwe munhu kana paine nhingepe pati. Ngatiregei nzira dzekuve aggressive nevana kuti ndinotokurova kana kudii. Idzodzo nzira ngatikandei pasi, ngatitsvekei, ngatikwanisei kutaura nevana, ngatitsvagei third party aite intervene. Isu kumubatsira pamwe tine yatinoti dropping center iri muBelvedere, yekuti kune macounselors, kune masocial workers, kune chii, svikai ipapo tinokwanisa kukudzidzisai nekutaura nemi. Tinoita mwedzi wega wega tine makosis atinopa vabereki kuti vadzidze kuti zvii zviri kuitika pamwana wavo. Every Saturday kune tinobatana nemaorganizations ane masocial worker nemapsychologists ari kuuya vachiita free session yekubatsira vanhu vachipiwa macounseling vachidii. Ndopatinotangira ipapo kuti tiite investigating kuti chii chiri kuitika,
Thank you so much. Please stay on the line. Coming back to you, Ms. Mutamba Siri, if there was a woman out there listening from the rural areas, what kind of business can they also embark on, looking at how the economy is currently in Zimbabwe?
I think that's it's a very difficult question, Marvelous, because we do find ourselves in a very difficult situation. As I said, I think the most secure businesses is one, some of what Savannah was saying, try and work with someone else, because that helps you to spread the risk. So once you have someone else to work with, identify a business that is low capital, so you don't have to put in a lot of your money to start it. So whether it's dressmaking, whether it's perhaps even doing people's hair, you know, that's one thing about us women, African women, we're always trying to do something with our hair, doing something different with our hair. So there's always a market, and that market is at your doorstep. So that's another thing that you can invest in learning how to do and equipping yourselves with those skills. You know, so start small. Start with something where you don't have to put in a lot of your money up front. Because the situation that we have in Zimbabwe, because of the volatility of the economy, if you put in a lot of money up front, you may lose it because things might change very drastically, very quickly. And what that means is there won't be a market for people to buy after you've invested so much. So I would definitely say try and focus on something in the services industry. You know, if you're able to provide, even if there's an industry nearby, maybe you can provide lunchtime meals, you know, a basic menu of sadza. And we've seen a lot of people doing sadza and vegetables and, you know, and that has worked for them as a service that they are providing to a specific industry in a specific area. Again, you know, things that you can do easily that do not require you to put in a lot of money up front. And if you can do it together with a friend, it means that you spread the risk. The day that you can't do it, the business can continue to grow. I think I would say that for now. Things, you know, things like doing hair are also important because you can get repeat business. That person that you're doing their hair for today, next month, they'll come back again and the month after. So I think it's definitely a skill worth learning.
Thank you so much, Ms. Mutamba Siri. But before I let you go, if I may just ask you another question, that what can government do to enable especially women to excel even during when the economy is so tough in the country right now?
I think this is the time, like I said, to equip women with skills that do not require a lot of capital. So whether it's in dressmaking, things like, you know, beauty, the beauty industry is always there. It doesn't matter, come hail, rain or sunshine, there's always a customer in the beauty services industry. You know, even if it's cooking industry, the government really needs to invest in equipping women with these sort of skills that are different to the skills that you would perhaps get if you're going down the academic route that require you to be employed by someone one day. But having the skills to, even then, once you get your bit of money, managing that money, being able to set up, you know, whether it's an account or set up your own kind of ledgers, these are sort of skills that women really need to invest in. And I don't think it would be expensive for the government to support women and equip them with these sort of skills.
Thank you so much, ladies. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back with you. For now, let's take a quick look at what is happening elsewhere. Israelis are in mourning as a young mother and her two red-haired toddlers who were killed in Hamas captivities were buried. The funerals came as the first stage of a ceasefire between Israel and the U.S.-designated terror group is ending with no plan for proceeding to the next stage. Linda Gladstein reports for VOA from Tel Aviv.
Thousands of Israelis lined the route of the funeral cortege of Shiri Bibas and her two young sons who were killed in Hamas captivity. Many carried orange balloons, a symbol for the red-headed boys aged 4 years and 9 months old. Thousands also came to mourn in Tel Aviv's Hostage Square, many holding signs with the Hebrew word for sorry.
I feel like Shiri. It could have been me. It could have been anyone, any mother. And I think of, you know, the being with your babies in captivity is just impossible. I can't even imagine what she went through, but I try and think about it.
The husband and father of the slain hostages, Yardain Bibas, was released from almost 500 days of Hamas captivity 2 weeks ago. He did not know the fate of his family until he returned to Israel. The emotional funeral comes as the first stage of the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is set to end next week. The second stage is meant to permanently end the war in Gaza, but negotiations have not yet begun. Despite widespread anger over the killing of the Bibas family, most Israelis support continuing negotiations, according to Israeli analysts.
Every poll of the Israeli public shows an overwhelming desire to continue the ceasefire, at least until the remaining male hostages that are in captivity, something like 30 men that are still alive, that could be released, as well as the bodies of other fallen soldiers and captives.
But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has repeatedly cited the tragedy of the Bibas family to support restarting the war in Gaza.
All of Israel is united in grief. And as the Prime Minister of Israel, I vow that I will not rest until the savages who executed our hostages are brought to justice. They do not deserve to walk this earth. Nothing will stop me.
Analysts say that most Israelis want the ceasefire deal with Hamas to continue until all the hostages are released. But in the long term, most Israelis say they do not want Hamas to remain in control in Gaza. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Tel Aviv.
Thank you, Linda. And now back to you, Ms. Madamombe, just as we are closing down. If people are listening and they would like to get hold of your organization, where do they find you?
Drop-in center at Undio, Vanukwansa Kushikira, Iripana 26 Wendy Drive, Mobelvedia.
Pane zvinodiwa here kuti uende pa drop-in center apa?
Kunoitwa ma assessment. So vanongonosvika ipapo initial assessment yavo ndokwavanozonoudzwa zvese zvine zvichida kuzoitwa, but apanotanga paitwa assessment kuti tizive kuti chii chinoda kuitwa, chii kutofamba sei, munhu yaada kuita sei, tizive paari. Assessment inoitwa ipapo. And assessment is free.
Pane WhatsApp number here yavanokwanisa kufonera?
Tinadzo WhatsApp number, vanogona kufonera panhamba iyo inoti 263-78-302-8632.
Aiwa, chimboramba yenyu muri ipapo, asi nguva dzedu dzakuda kudyanana. Coming back to you, Ms. Mutambasere, to just close us out. So from all that you're hearing from Savannah and from the video that we saw of the women in South Africa, what's your takeaway?
My takeaway is that we are going through some very difficult times. We are thankful for organizations like Savannah's organization that are really leading from the front in terms of tackling the drug issue. Thankful for organizations like the South African organization that we saw that is equipping women with skills. The Zimbabwe population, the majority is very much young and women. So to come across these programs that are trying to tackle the problems, you know, from where they can, is definitely very encouraging. I would say for women to just continue, you know, there's always something that can be done. There's always something that you can do for as long as you're still alive. There's always something that you can do to earn an income. I just hope that the government will have more programs that are designed to equip young women with the skills of today that can enable them to gain an income and stay off the streets and away from.
And then there may be someone listening out there somewhere saying, how can I help? What can an ordinary woman do to help another woman?
I think it starts with that thing that I said, you know, in terms of just equipping them with some skills, some practical skills that they can gain an income from straight away, you know. So even if it's, you know, why don't you go and shadow someone who makes hair and look at how they do it? Let's support you with the transport money to be able to do that, with even just you a phone so people get in touch with you.
Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you so much, ladies. Unfortunately, time is not on our side, but we were hearing there from Ms. Chennai Moyo Mutambasare and also Savannah Madamombe. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.